We're joined here having some fun here off the air with head coach Steve Richard. We're talking some softball and stories here and there. But Princeton's had a little bit of a rough time of things here with a loss that I know the Tigers weren't happy with on Tuesday against Mercer. Mercer scored a couple of runs in the seventh inning and really put a shock into the Tigers with an 8-7 win. Last night, I think Coach Richmond would be the first one to say this. In fact, he told me this off the air. Played better against Gallatin, but you can play pretty good against some teams, and Gallatin's just real good. I think that was your first chance in seeing that team in person this year, wasn't it, Coach?
Yeah, we played them in Jamboree, but you know, both teams had just different kids out there playing, so it was the first real live experience I've saw them.
Yeah, you know, so often you say, you know, yeah, first time through the lineup, you might have trouble making contact, and you know, you get a better idea second or third time through the lineup against Bryn Bird, that freshman from Gallatin, and it kind of went opposite last night. You made better contact early than late.
Yeah, I think she got a little stronger as the night went on, and I think, you know, again, that's kind of the tale of our season. We're just not consistent right now with our batting, and, you know, we may put, you know, have an inning where we look really good bat, and then we'll go three or four, we don't even touch a ball, and it gets the same pitcher. So we've just got to figure a few things out that way, and that's going to be our focus for the next few practices, just getting some swing path back and getting some confidence maybe more than anything back.
Yeah, it's for you as a coach, you kind of want to tell the girls, hey, we're not good enough right now, and we're kind of in our heads a little bit. But you watch the game. I called the game last night, and you can look at two or three different really key plays in that game and say, if those go Princeton's way and not Gallatin's way, I don't know if Princeton wins, but that's a really close competitive game. And you just told me it didn't feel like a 6-2 game.
Yeah, I mean, it was relatively close. I think we jumped up and got the lead early, 1-0 right at the first, and then it stayed, you know, 1-1, 2-1 throughout, you know, the first three or four innings. And that's exactly what I told my girls last night. We've lost several games this year, but they've been by one run, two runs. We've had, you know, against Trenton and against Schuyler County, everything come in one inning. We give up 7-1 and 8-1. So, you know, if we would just catch a break here and there, and we will, it's going to happen. Things aren't going our way yet, but once they start, you know, getting the ball bounced in the right direction, we get out of those big innings. And, you know, we had against Mercer the other night, and it was zero issue. You know, no one did anything wrong, but we had a pop up to the catcher that would have ended the ball game, and then we would have won. But, you know, we ran into the umpire, and every time Jolita went to make a move to go catch the ball, he stepped that way, and it wasn't that he was trying. He was just trying to get out of the road, but it was, they just kept running, and the ball hit, and then they come and hit two or three to the fence, and game's over. But, you know, we just start getting the breaks, and they'll come. I just keep telling the girls, you keep hitting the ball hard. You keep doing the things defensively. We're actually playing pretty well. We just got to improve some things on our pitching. Our pitchers are doing good. We just got to do a little better job of pitching, as in knowing pitch counts and when to throw what pitch and what count is the right time to throw pitches. So, you know, all that's going to come.
Yeah, there were a couple of really close plays in the outfield that, you know, almost made the catch and didn't quite make the catch. Obviously, the one that resulted in Gallatin taking the 3-1 lead. And I kind of made the comment during the broadcast, you're not playing in gale force winds over there by any stretch, but when you get 15-mile-per-hour winds, you kind of don't notice them, but they're probably 20, 25 miles an hour a little bit further up, and that does create some havoc with trying to get to those balls.
Well, and that's, we talked a little bit before the game, and that's exactly what happened. Grace Kelly's a terrific outfielder. She's not going to make many mistakes in there. And even last night, what mistakes, they dropped in for hits, but those balls were just getting hung up. They were hit kind of high, and they were just hanging up in the air. And you know, she just wasn't able to get to them because every step she took, the ball was pushed back a little bit further. And, you know, she's a fabulous outfielder. That ball just pushed away, and you're right. That's the one, the couple of little flares that they shot over our shortstop and right in front of our left fielder is what kind of put them ahead.
Yep. I thought, you know, I haven't mentioned this yet with you, but I thought Kelsey Gooden, that's as good as I've seen her throw last night. I thought she kept you in the game and gave you a chance to win, and from your starting pitcher, that's what you're looking for.
Well, Kelsey's been a rock for us for the last 2 years. I mean, and Megan Spencer's also a good pitcher, but for some reason, the other teams are not seeing the ball out of Kelsey's hands maybe as good as they are Megan. So, you know, we just looked at stats, and again, Megan's, they're both a good combination for each other. Megan's a little bit faster and a little bit different release, and Kelsey has kind of a deceiving release, but Kelsey's just becoming a better pitcher every time she steps on the mound.
If you look at just the way that you lost that game on Monday to Mercer, and certainly for Mercer, I'm going to talk about it next Monday with Coach Hill. That's a huge victory for Mercer in that in-county rivalry. Yeah, unexpected for Princeton, certainly, but that's one that you just kind of tell the girls, we might see Mercer again come districts, you know, kind of flush that one. If we got to use his motivation, we will, but that one's in the past, and just kind of, you know, move on to conference play. Is that kind of the way you handled it?
Well, and exactly. We just told our kids that if we have to lose one, this is the one to lose. It really, other than maybe some seeding, and you know, seeds are, I won't say overrated, but you've got to play everybody to win the tournament anyway. So it depends on when you play them is what seeds are all about. So I told the girls that if we have to lose one to them, this is the one I'd rather lose. It really has no meaning as far as the end of the season. Learn some things from it. And, you know, hopefully we're stroking and playing better by the end of the year when we'd have the opportunity to play them again.
You know, it's kind of been a tough stretch with four of the last five in the loss column, but you did host Milan last Thursday, Coach, and that one went well for your team, 11-2 victory. Was that just kind of a night where you just you put the bat on the ball well and you got a good quality win?
Well, you know, Milan's solid. They're missing a couple of their seniors they had that was kind of the keys for them last year, but they do some good things as well. And it was a good ball game through five innings. I think it was 2-2, and we brought Kelsey in, and I believe she came in and finished the game up for us and did a good job. I think that's the game when she came in, but we finally come out of our slump hitting. We put six or seven runs on the board, and you know that's the kind of hitting team we can beat. We're just not doing it yet. But, you know, it will happen. We just got to get out of our own head.
And, yeah, it's kind of frustrating as the back-to-back losses were against Mercer and then last night against Gallatin. You got some home games coming up. You got Putnam County. Yeah, tradition-rich team, but they sound like they're down a little bit this year. And then, you know, next week, Gilman City on Monday. We know what Polo is. They're ranked number one in the state for a reason. So, you know, conference test, but... Yeah, you got Polo on Tuesday and a couple of home games before that home date with Polo. You kind of you want to get some home cooking going. And quite honestly, if you look at Polo, those are teams you want to play because you want to test yourself against the best, correct?
Well, and again, like we talked off the air, I don't know how good we can be. I don't think we're playing very good right now. But, you know, like I said, if every time we lose a ball game, it just hurts our seedings in terms a little bit. But I think those teams who have to play us as a lower seed is going to know we're somewhat dangerous. And, you know, I think Polo's going to come with that mentality. Hey, you can't look past Princeton. They're going to be solid. And I do think we're that kind of team. And when we put it together, we're going to be just fine. And, yeah, Putnam County, you don't ever count anything up. When you're kind of in a downswing like we are right now, you can't count anything is going to be easy. And, you know, you look at Putnam County, put a 12-1, you know, thump it on Mercer.
True.
So nothing is a given.
You kind of tipped your hat to Bird. She was really good, especially late last night. But when you do strike out 12 times in the last four innings, some of that is Bird. How much of that is just the girls kind of overthinking things at some point, trying to make contact?
Well, I told them last night, probably she's about as fast a kid as we saw this year. And, she, you know, she's not just throwing bullets, but she does throw relatively hard. And you know, I told the kids, just because she's throwing hard doesn't mean you have to swing harder. You know, and I think we were doing that. We were swinging our arms off and our heads off and not getting good at bats. And I think that's just part of growing up and getting, you know, hopefully the competition that we've played and we've played some good teams is going to make us better for down the road. And we just got to have better at bats against a pitcher like her.
I'll tell you what, though, starting the fourth inning, it got you back to within 3-2. That ball that McKenzie got to center field, that was a bomb.
Yeah, she hit that one into the teeth of the wind, and it was, she's a good hitter, and if they pitch her wrong, she's going to do that to a lot of balls. And she also does such a great job in center field. She can pitch. I've been tempted to bring her in. She pitched us to the district championship last year when Kelsey went out with COVID last year. And you know, she can pitch. I'm tempted to bring her in and give her some innings pitching, but she's so good in center field, it's hard for me to make that decision.
Yeah, I know you had to make a bang-bang decision there in the first inning with the fly ball out to ball in right field, sent Seymour home. In retrospect, do you feel like, you know, was that the right decision at that point to try to get that first run in the top of the first?
Well, you know, as a coach, you think of these things all the way through, and I tell my players, think about the next play when the ball comes to you. What are you going to do? You do that as a coach as well. Okay, if the ball's here, if it's there, you're going to make these decisions then. You know, you're not. I don't think we're going to put six, seven, eight runs up on Bryn Bird. And when you have opportunities to score, you've got to take chances. And you know, Bates is a fast kid, and when you're throwing from right field and the wind's blowing, and everything has to be perfect for them. The runner just has to go 60 feet straight, and everything else to be perfect. So I would send her again. I'd send her again, and you know, over and over. And they just made a nice play and threw her out. But,
yeah.
You know, early in the game, we're going to take chances like that.
Yeah, I know you're well aware of this. Certainly I've heard this at, you know, baseball, softball. At some point, you make the other team throw you out, and if they do, you tip your hat.
And that's our mentality. We're not just going to plod along, go 60 foot at a time. We're going to take chances and put pressure on the other team. That's how I've always coached. And, you know, 85% of the time, they're not going to make that great play, and we're going to score early, and we're going to be up, you know, a couple of them, and that makes it a whole different ball game. So anyway, we're going to push hard every time we get on bases.
Well, play it aggressively. That's the type of softball I like to watch, and certainly if you do that, you're going to be successful more often than not. Coach, best of luck against Putnam County tomorrow night. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.